and welcome to this month's edition of Talk Jet. This is Coach Bill Hart, and it is my pleasure to do a year-end review for the year 2013. And just before I walk you through some of the best interviews and the ahas and the takeaways, I want to give you sort of my overview of what I've learned and what I see in the real estate industry that's really working today. And you know, what I would tell you is that there are many ways to the term top producer. You know, over the last 17 years, I've interviewed over 200 agents now that close an average of 150 transactions a year. And by anybody's standard in any market, that's a remarkable amount of production. And what I've learned is that there's a lot of different ways to get there. There just are. It's everything from physical farming to working a sphere of influence, FSBOs and expireds, call capture technology, radio and television, REO, short sale, you know, social media, Zillow, Trulia. There's no shortage of routes to success in real estate. But I have noticed that there are some similarities, and there are sort of five buckets that I put all this into. So I would ask you to maybe jot down some notes. And they are, number one, I see that these top producers get clear. They get crystal clear on a particular market or a niche or a segment of the business that they're going to go after. What they're not is sort of shotgunning and being pulled in a variety of different directions. They're very clear about the business segment or segments that they go after. Number two, you know, in coaching at Building Champions, we call it time blocking, and many other entities do too. But at the end of the day, these are agents who have all created their version of sort of a perfect day and a perfect week. And they strive to really stay close to that plan day in, day out, year in, year out. We all know that, you know, things are going to come up and take us off track, of course. But they err on the side of really sticking with that time block. Number three is, one way or another, they generate leads. It's all about the leads. And really, more than ever before, agents need to focus on what I consider to be proactive lead generation. We've got to go out after the leads. And, you know, a big part of that is the fact that people are just in different stages when it comes to pursuing their home purchase or, on the listing side, selling their property. So while there used to be a school of thought that said, I'm going to go out and find the person that's ready right now, and I get that, I understand that, there's an emerging school of thought that says, well, while I want to find those people, if I find anybody that has an interest, whether it's now or down the road, I'm going to incubate those leads. Number four is, these top agents crave efficiencies. And so what I found is that technology really facilitates the ease of their systems. So whether that's a, you know, a CRM or a marketing system or a way to post listings to multiple sites at once, or, you know, anything that they use technology for, personal organization, prioritization, project management, there is just no shortage of great technology that create phenomenal systems that allow them to have amazing efficiencies. And lastly, these realtors, by and large, all know their numbers, and they're constantly talking about the good news. Now, when I say good news, I don't mean, you know, they're sticking their heads in the sand when it's not a good market. They're just looking for the good news in that market. And there's always good news, right? There's always opportunity, but they know their numbers. And so as you listen to this, if you don't feel like you really know your, for example, your days on market or list to sell, or, you know, whatever those particular numbers are versus your board averages, make sure moving into 2014 that you do. And these would be five buckets that I would ask you to review with the person that gave you this interview, and just see how you stand to these five. In my opinion, this is where we see the similarities. So with all that said, let's kind of fly back through the year. And, you know, in January, we met with three gentlemen, Sam Miller, Galen Haas, and Rob Levy, all three of whom I have interviewed multiple times for TalkJet over the last nearly 20 years. And you know, as owners of RealPro Systems, it was a real pleasure to be able to take a look at what they do with their company, what that solution looks like, and really see what it is that helps them to close, the three of them, anywhere from 80 to 200 units annually. Just phenomenal. You know, it all started with RealPro and their stealth marketing and having people sort of register their, you know, their email for home searches. And Rob Levy talked about the fact that he has, and now hang on to this number, 23,000 people that he has aggregated over the years using RealPro via email. And, you know, he markets to them. And to this day, he talked about the fact that he has people that call him and they feel like they know him. So the assumption is, hey, Rob, yeah, you know, it's Bill. You've been sending me stuff and I'm ready to do something. So what we know is that this is a marketing system and a lead incubation system that works. They largely discuss the Craigslist, pay-per-click marketing, and even ads on the back of flyers and information boxes. In addition to, you know, blogging and using videos, that's the very type of vehicle that they use to produce their leads and then incubate them with RealPro. Great interview. In February, we went to Canada and we met Mike Clark. And Mike's a pretty impressive guy. He's 100 to 160 units a year. He talked about the fact that he has only been in the business a short period of time, but really started to focus on his hourly rate and the fact that at present, only about a quarter of his business was referrals. And, you know, when he decided that he wanted to begin to really brand himself, he went out and started knocking on doors and farming and creating flyers and made all of that happen. And he talked a little bit about his approach to listings and the fact that he spends time in a needs analysis before ever opening up what he calls his three-ring binder that he uses today for listing presentations. And one of the things that I loved about his interview is he talked about the fact that he and his team have a weekly meeting every Thursday for 90 to 120 minutes to talk about uniformity in all of their deliverables. So things like marketing, scripting, customer care, and just absolute genius. Tight business, been in the business a long time, really doing things well. In March, we went to the East Coast in Massachusetts and met Jack Cotton. And Jack is actually someone that I've mentioned to a number of coaching clients this year, and realtors as I travel around the country, that he's really become something of an authority on selling luxury real estate. As a matter of fact, he wrote the book, Selling Luxury Real Estate, Becoming the Preferred Real Estate Agent and Trusted Advisor to Today's High-End Clients. And a phenomenal book. You can get that on Amazon. Highly recommend it. He's got a couple of great quotes. He said, what's in the best interest of my client? That's really ultimately what drives him. And, you know, you've got to just imagine that philosophy rather than what's going to produce the highest commission for me, what's going to put money in my pocket. What's in the best interest of my client? What a phenomenal way to approach his business. And he also said, treat everyone like $1 million, regardless of the price range. Again, gotta love that philosophy. He talked about being new in the business. And at that time, he started doing something he calls a narrative appraisal. And he said, when he did that, he found what he liked to call a maverick in the market. And that was just somebody out there that was ready to do business with him. And he said, you know what? It was somebody that was willing to take a chance on me. And from there, I had something that I could start bragging about. And that became really his largest asset. And he also does annual reviews. And if you think about it in the high end with high net worth individuals, what a great idea. It's an updated evaluation of the property, and it creates a deeper level of a long-term connection and ultimately brings back repeat business and referrals. So love that annual review. We hear that on the mortgage side, but very seldom on the real estate side. And in terms of marketing, he does some pretty customized things, something very simple everyone can do, and that is he creates a coffee table book of the listing that is customized for the seller by Shutterfly. What a great idea. Super easy to use. As a matter of fact, that's the service we use for our Christmas card, so I can attest to how simple it is. So in April, we went and met David Brenton in Indianapolis. And David, this past year, had done 246 units, 138 before that, 143 before that. And this year, 2013, he was estimating 300 units for $60 million in volume. And, you know, he's doing such a great job. And he had started, or in 2010, it was he and his daughter, and they went to increase their market share by increasing leads, and they added two more team members. And, you know, he just talks about the fact that in a market where there's low inventory, which is the case for many of you, he said they just send a letter out that says, you know, now is a different time than it was last year, the year before. There's an opportunity for you to sell your home, and we have buyers that are interested. And, you know, they identified 2,500 homes that they could send that to, and began to create new listing inventory as a result of simply reaching out. Brilliant strategy. In May, we went to Michigan, and we met with Christy Candleberry. And Christy is rocking it. In 2012, she had done 155 units. And she said that aggressively, they pushed their website, getchristy.com, everywhere. And that as a result of that website being every place and really building a reputation over the years, they're getting 8 to 10 leads per day. And I want you to think about that. That's an unbelievable amount of leads from a website, but it's largely because she has really built a reputation, and she has become a local celebrity. And there's a few more reasons I'll tell you about in a minute. One of the things that she does right now, we've heard Michael Mayer talk about in his book, The Seven Levels of Communication, is housewarming parties. And she just contends that's the single most productive marketing activity that she gets involved in. And after closing, she throws the new homeowners a housewarming party that invites all their friends and follows up with them consistently. I love that idea. If I were in real estate today, I would absolutely be doing that each and every time. And that might well be a conversation you could have with the lender that has brought you this interview. See if that might be something you could do together. Christy talked a lot about being involved in her community and local charities, and she describes this as just one of her biggest passions, and she said, you know what, real estate is simply a way to help people. What a great approach, right? What a great approach. She also talks about that they have something on their team called the Money Phone, and the Money Phone is where all the incoming calls come in, that where the leads are coming in, and they rotate them through the team members weekly, and then the calls are all answered immediately. You gotta love that term, right? The Money Phone. Not a bad idea. So in June, we went and we hung out with Brian Gubernick in Arizona. And, you know, in 2012, 57 million, 300 units, just doing a fantastic job, only 40 years old. And at the time that we interviewed him, only been in the business for 6 years. And as he described it, he said his introduction to the business was in short sales, or as he puts it, the market of the moment. So true, right? Before real estate, he was in public accounting. And so he sort of brought that kind of structure into the business. He was an investor, and he just felt like he had overpaid and was kind of riding the wave. And when the market turned, he contacted the lender and negotiated the payoff for less than he owned. And right there, that's when he saw the opportunity and he took advantage of it. And so he said it just started with him in a room calling prospects. And, you know, right now he said the team's primary source of leads in all three markets. And he does serve, by the way, three different markets. He talked about the fact that, and by the way, those are Scottsdale, Bellevue, and Portland. But in all three markets, they are producing radio spots that are creating leads, and the talk show host endorses them. And that's what makes that work during drive time on AM radio. And he just said, he said that he knows his target net, and he's regularly measuring and budgeting to his goal. And his final quote for me in the interview was, "Profit is made on expense management." Man, I got to tell you, there's a lot of real estate agents that could really take that advice, right? So in July in the summer, we went to meet with Ashton Gustafson in Texas. And Ashton is just a true pleasure. He described himself and his business as being low margin and high volume. And so, you know, in 2012, 380 units for 55 million. Do the math, and I think you'll see what he's describing. And he just said, you know what? The daily commitment to the small things in every area of my life has revolutionized my life. He said, it's easy to do one thing for a day. It's another thing altogether to do one thing every single day. I can tell you as a coach, I see this day in and day out with clients, and you know that. He talked about the fact that he has an obsession for service, and that at the end of the day, with all of the technology and everything that's going on, he said, for me, it's going back to their humanity. And so he said, you know what? If that was your grandmother calling about that $900 rental, how would you handle that call? That's the way that he trains his team. And I think it's a beautiful thing. In terms of lead generation, at the time of the interview, they were carrying 140 active listings, and 65 to 70% of the listing leads come from people he knows or has done business with in the past. And so every day from 9 to 11 a.m. in Ashton's schedule, he said it reads lead generation, and it's handwritten notes and phone calls that create connection during that scheduled time. And his final quote for me was, he said, if you really want to build a lasting business, focus on follow-up after the sale. He's a young guy, he's an innovator, but he's really got a heart for old-fashioned touch and customer service. So in August, we took a bit of a departure, and this is something that had just been coming up over and over and over again in coaching sessions, and we just kept hearing about Zillow, and you know, many of you have heard me describe that as Tony and I were looking at buying a new property this year, you know, my wife was on her iPhone constantly looking at Zillow, and so I went and I found one of their key executives, Erin Lance, and she was just a jewel, just so helpful to me in terms of what's happening online. We learned that 90% of home shoppers start their search online, that 40% of home buyers found the home that they bought online, and that, what was I going to tell you about that? That they're getting, at the time of the interview, 53 million unique users a month, an absolutely unbelievable number, and that on the mobile side, 1 in 10 buyers used a mobile device in their home search, and that 1 in 5 buyers between 18 and 24 used a mobile device to find their home. So I think you can see the trend. And one of the things that I really want you to consider is a lesson that I've learned recently, and that is everything we do has to be optimized for mobile because that's where the consumer is. I was sitting in an airport recently, and I took a picture of this this leopard suitcase because it was just sitting there in the middle of this group at the gate waiting to board. And I just thought it was so hysterical that it didn't look like all the other black bags. But later when I looked at the picture, I was going to post it. I did post it. Some of you may have seen it. But as I looked at the photograph, all of the people sitting around the suitcase were all leaning forward looking at their mobile devices. So I think our lesson from Erin, and when we think about the traffic and the amount of people that are going to Zillow, is that one of the things that we've really got to consider is that everything we do has to be optimized for mobile. So I would be looking very deliberately at my Zillow strategy. And again, this is a great conversation to have with your lender because there's a play, of course, for both of you there. The person that brought you this interview, sit down and have that conversation. We then went to Arizona and met with Corinne Nguyen, and what an amazing story. I mean, in 2012, 455 units. I'm going to just let that settle over you for a minute. 455 units. Oh, and in 2011, 880 units. Holy cow. Absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, she's an over-deliverer is how she describes herself. And she said, I ask the question constantly, what keeps your clients up at night? And become a master in asking questions. And her contention is that if you know what keeps your clients up at night and you can solve it and help them to sleep through asking great questions, you're their solution, right? In terms of prospecting, they prospect, her whole team prospects as a group 3 days a week. And so they learn to call past clients and sign calls multiple times, 800 call capture, text to lead, boomtown, just listed, just solds, and they drill for skill and they rehearse their scripts. And they'll sit down and discuss what worked, what didn't work as a group, so that the group learning is what helps each of them individually. When I asked her what was your number one advantage of the thing that you would most point to for your success, she said it was mindset. And she said, I am attracted to the reality that real estate is always changing, and my mindset is all about growth and improvement. She went on to say that she uses DISC. If you're not using DISC, it's such a phenomenal tool. If you would like to get a DISC done on your own, a behavioral assessment that so many of these top producers use, feel free to email our company, info@buildingchampions.com. Let them know you're looking for a DISC, D-I-S-C, behavioral assessment. But she uses that to increase the likelihood of a match between job description and the natural abilities for each position. What a great approach to hiring, right? And in terms of marketing, she said she's a big believer in a clean website, bigger fonts, and ease of navigation. And the site that she has is built on WordPress, which I didn't know, but also helps in the SEO process. In terms of search engine optimization, WordPress is actually structured to capitalize on that. So great idea. In October, we interviewed Jake Breen in Salt Lake City. And in 2012, Jake had done 102 units, going to be about that again this year. And what's interesting about Jake's business is he said that his team is comprised primarily of younger guys and two that had joined the team just last year while they were still in college. And what they do is they focus on generating leads from their sphere of influence. Consequently, he said their overall average sales price has declined. He said, when we hire somebody like that, production will increase 20 to 30 units per year just because of their sphere. If you think about it, what a great idea. He said for the last decade, he takes great pride on the fact that he and his team haven't cold called, haven't door knocked, haven't called expired listings or for sale by owners. It's all sphere and referrals. And he said over the team's 102 closed transactions this past year, only 7 were from a source other than a direct referral or a past client. When I asked him what separated him, he said, I'm an extremely responsible person. And he said, I quickly try and build a reputation as a trusted advisor. And I've heard many top producers say this over the years, but it's such a great thing to hang on to and focus on in 2014. And so what he said was, whether it's a real estate issue or a professional referral, he provides the information that the client is seeking and does so quickly and professionally. Such a great idea. Lastly, he talked about community involvement, not unlike how Christy referred to it earlier in the year. He said he's on a board of a local college and sits as well on the board of the Salt Lake Association of Realtors and a local theater. And he just says he sees this as the natural way to feed his sphere of influence and really build his business. And then last month in November, we went back to North Carolina and we met with a British, but now a proudly American woman named Rowena Patton. And what an amazing woman. She is just so unbelievably creative. And in 2013, projecting 230 units, had done 151 the previous year, and is just rapidly growing her business. She talked about the fact that she has 20,000 people. She actually calls them peoples with an S on the end. She doesn't call them leads in her database. And she said they all get a link to their radio show every Saturday morning and a copy of their newsletter. She talked about so many great ideas in this interview, but one of the things that really struck me was this idea of certified pre-owned. She said, you know, in the automobile industry, we all know that certified pre-owned is very common. It's a great way to buy, especially a luxury car that someone else has owned. It's taken some of the depreciation, but it has a warranty on it. And she said they're doing the same thing. They're now marketing certified pre-owned real estate. It's pre-inspected, it's appraised, and it has a home warranty. And I just loved that idea. It was such a great creative idea. And in terms of marketing, she just said, I'm a master marketer. This is what I do. It's what her background was before she got into this business with Fortune 500 companies. And she has taken key concepts that will appeal to buyers and sellers and created the sizzle around the imagery and unique idea. I just think it's absolute genius. So that's a flyby through the year, and I'm just going to review the buckets as you listen to all of those highlights. They got clear, they time blocked, they generate leads, they crave efficiencies, and they know their numbers. I've got to tell you, it's a phenomenal way to approach your business is to look at those five buckets. And the last thing that I'm going to offer you this year is most of these agents would tell you they have a plan for their life. It's bigger than just the next transaction. And I want to offer you as a coach, as a gift, if you would like to create one of two things, a life plan, which is a great way to create a vision for what you want your life to look like down the road and then close the gaps between where you are and where you want to be. We're going to provide that to you if you'd like it. Number two is I'd like to offer you a simple business plan. It is one page and it is three elements. It's the outcomes that you want to get in 2014. For most of you, that's going to be your numbers, obviously. It's going to be the disciplines that you're going to commit to, so many of which we just reviewed through this year of Talk Chat interviews. And number three, it's going to be the projects, the multiple moving parts bigger than a discipline projects that you would like to accomplish in 2014. And so whether the life plan or the one-page business plan or both is our gift, please email us at info@buildingchampions.com. Let us know what it is that you're looking for. We'd be happy to send those along to you. We wish you nothing but a phenomenally successful 2014 and look forward to introducing you to lots of amazing agents in 2014. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. Make it a great day.